You want to quit your job, pack up your house, and hit the road full time for the Australian adventure of a lifetime? Awesome, me too. But there's one problem, right? How are you going to fund it? Well, in this series, I'm giving you the roadmap to funding your big lap so you can hit the road quicker and stay on it longer. And no, there are no get-rich-quick schemes, unrealistic guarantees, or sketchy fake gurus in sight. But before we get to the nitty-gritty of the hows, whys, whats, wheres, and whens of building and running a business from the road, I have to get real with you about one thing. To successfully travel and work whilst living your best nomadic life, you have to have the right mindset and know exactly what you're getting yourself into because, spoiler alert, it's not all rainbows and sunshine. In this video, I'm breaking down the five things you need to know if you want to have the freedom of working from anywhere. Hey guys, what's up? It's Rose from Big Lap Bible. And if you're looking to live profitably from the road, you're in the right place. This video series will take you through a whole range of topics showing you how you can live and work from the road so you don't have to save big money before you set off. No matter what your situation, travel style, or skills, I'll be giving you the answers you're looking for when it comes to Big Lap business. So make sure you subscribe and ring that notification bell to get all the lappy goodness as it comes out. Before we get into this video, let me address the elephant in the room.
Who the hell is she? She isn't even Australian. How can she be giving us Big Lap business advice?
Yes, I am English, but I have lived in Australia for coming up to 10 years. And in that time, I've traveled my fair share of this beautiful country. And I'm also married to the most four-wheel drive, loving, outdoorsy, camping and fishing fanatic you'll come across. And I'd like to think some of his Aussiness has infiltrated my very core. Anyway, perhaps the more important factor when it comes to understanding why you should actually take any notice of what I'm saying is that building businesses and brands is my jam. And I've been building my own businesses and other people's businesses for well over 10 years now. A few years ago, I decided that I wanted to build a business that would give me the freedom to travel, which I did. And more recently, I built a little brand called Big Lap Bible, which you may have heard of. So now the weird and awkward justification and self-promotion is out of the way, let's get to why you're really here. Here are the five things you need to know about working from the road so you can consistently achieve success, make money, and travel for as long as you want. Stick around till the end where I'll share with you my simple five-step action plan to overcoming the issues and mindset challenges I'm about to reveal. Number one, there is no one-size-fits-all solution. Let's get real, if you're here, this likely isn't the first video you've watched to try and get some tips about starting a business so you can travel. If it is, I'm a little flattered, thank you, and welcome to the most awesome business video you'll ever watch. Anyway, in so many online tutorials, they peddle one way or another way to do things, and most land on specific types of online business, which we will discuss here, but there are so many opportunities out there for traveling Aussies that I really want to drill this in now. Don't try and force a square peg into a round hole. If you don't feel like you've got the skills for a certain thing, or if it doesn't fit your travel style, move on. Just because your friends, daughters, cousins, mum is making money on the road selling on Amazon, it doesn't mean that you have to go and start learning about how the Amazon FBA program works. Now, don't get me wrong, that said, I'm not saying you shouldn't go out there and learn a new skill because you absolutely can and should. What I am saying is that you shouldn't think that there's only one or two ways to do things and to make money from the road. And if they don't suit your skill set or travel style, then your Big Lap dream is dead. In this series, I'll actually be going over the types of things that you can do from the road and going into detail about how to get started and do them. So stay tuned for those videos and subscribe if that's the type of thing you are looking for. Number two, staying motivated is an issue. Hands up if you were one of those people who had to work from home during the pandemic. Okay, second question, hands up if you were one of those people who had to work from home during the pandemic and did literally anything else but work. I see you. The truth is, working from home and staying motivated isn't easy, but working from the road is even harder. I'm actually one of those people who is very self-motivated and I can work a full day or even longer without getting up from my desk in my home office. But when it comes to life on the road and trying to work, oh boy, I seem to turn into a different person. With so many new things to do and see, it can be really difficult to stick to your schedule and to get things done. This problem will mainly affect those who are working from their laptop rather than in a physical job. Because, you know, if you don't turn up to a physical job, you're gonna get fired. But it's definitely something that you'll likely feel at some point or another during your big lap. So being aware of it is vital before you set off. Number 3, burnout is real. It's a buzzword that's been rife in the corporate world for years, but becoming burnt out on your supposedly relaxing and stress-free lap is a real possibility. While in my previous point I talked about not having the motivation to work, this is the flip side of it. It's working too much. Let's break it down. There are a couple of reasons that you might get burnt out whilst working on the road. So firstly, you're burning the candle at both ends. You know, you're doing too much exploring and too much work to find a happy work van life balance. And this is extremely common when you want to see as much as you can, but you've got to work as much as you can to pay for seeing as much as you can. The second reason you might sort of get burnt out is that you've taken too much work on in the first place and you're constantly on your laptop and you're just too mentally exhausted to actually go and explore, which is a real struggle, especially for people who earn money for their time, like freelancers. Number 3, you're trying to build or run a business yourself and there is just so much to do, which a lot of us can totally relate to. Or finally, number 4, which I think is a big one, is that you're just inefficient. Okay, that sounds a little bit harsh, but speaking from personal experience, when you do little bits of work frequently, you end up doing more work overall and you just feel like you're constantly working. Stay tuned to the end as I will be revealing my 5-step action plan for overcoming this issue and the others on this list. Number 4, you might limit yourself. So picture this. You found an awesome free camp, set up camp, and the kids have just jumped into the creek that's running past your van. When you pull out your laptop and shock horror, there's no internet. The truth is, you won't get internet everywhere you go, and you probably already know that. And for many people working on the road, they absolutely need to get online to make that money, honey. So depending on what you do and how long you can be without an internet connection, you may be limited in where you can go. But it's not just those with online businesses that will be limited. If you sell products or services from your van, for example, you may need to choose a location near a town full of people to actually sell those things to. And the list goes on and on depending on what you do. And finally, the last thing is you might feel like you're missing out. When you're working from the road, your big lap goes from the holiday of a lifetime to normal life, but just on the road. And that sucks, right? Well, not necessarily. Talk to many big lappers, regardless of whether they work on the road or not, and they'll tell you that the big lap isn't really a holiday at all. It's a lifestyle. Okay, it's a pretty awesome lifestyle. But for most people, their lifestyle includes work. But any time you spend working from the road is usually infinitely better than working from home. Or worse for the men. So before you get down on yourself that you're not getting the full big lap experience, know that if you're away from home and getting to see this awesome country of ours, then you're likely getting the experience that everyone else is having anyway. So you can throw that FOMO out of the window now. But your FOMO takes on a whole new level if your partner or the rest of your family is having fun while you work. Depending on what you do, it may fall to one partner or another to work at varying times. And if that's the case, that's something you need to either find a mechanism to deal with or address it as a family at the outset. So while it may seem like there are a lot of challenges to working on the road, being aware of them and finding solutions to them will undoubtedly put you ahead of the game. And to give you a head start, here's my 5-point action plan to overcoming all the issues I've spoken about to set you up for on-the-road money-making success. So number 1 is non-negotiables. It's so easy to get caught up as you explore one place or another, but set yourself some non-negotiables. You know, these can be personalized to you, but things like Mondays and Wednesdays are my work days, or Dad will sort out the kids' breakfast so Mum can work before we go exploring. Or we need to be in phone reception every weekday. Or even we need to find a job by March, so we need to pause travel by this date. Number 2, work influence travel. Allowing your work to influence your travel style is a good way to enter your big lap. If you've set yourself some non-negotiables that say you're going to work Mondays and Wednesdays, you know that you can't travel on those days, no matter what. You might even say every Sunday we'll move to the next place, say stay for 7 days and then move again, with a flexible option thrown in there of maybe moving on a Thursday too. Being aware of how your work influences your travel and being okay with that as a condition of actually doing your lap in the first place will make you feel more confident if you have to decide to scratch something off your list because it doesn't fit with your work style. Number 3, plan ahead. Planning ahead will save you some stress as you travel. If you need the internet, make sure you're only heading to remote or non-service areas during your necessary work days. If you need to find a work by a certain date, make sure you're planning ahead to get to the destination you want to get to by that date, but without having to miss any places that you want to visit in between. Number 4, tools of efficiency and anti-distraction. One of the best ways to get the most from your big lap work van life balance is making sure you have enough time to get shit done and explore everywhere you want to explore. And the only way you can make sure that you have enough time is to be efficient, avoid distractions, and stop procrastinating. Now, there are a number of tools on the market that can help you be more efficient and productive, like project management tools such as, you know, Trello or Asana, and I will be going over those tools in another video. But when it comes to distractions and procrastination, you need to find the thing that motivates you to stay on course. Do you need to listen to music? Do you need to work from a library or co-working space? Figure out what it is that will keep you in work mode and make it a priority to implement that into your routine. And number 5, I would argue that this is the most important part of staying on top of your work whilst on the road without feeling like it's a chore. If you're one of the many people traveling with a partner or family, it is vital that you have a family agreement in place about the requirements of the working person, so work arrangements are always considered in the plan. As the person in our household who works whilst we're on the road, having to constantly remind my husband about when I needed to work really did not work for me. It's not that he was resistant at all about me working. It was just that he wasn't on his mind to make it a priority to find a spot by X time or worry about whether we were entering a no service area. Or he'd ask me, hey, do you want to do this or that? And I either really did want to do that or I didn't want to say no and be a total killjoy. But, you know, as soon as I remind him, it was always fine. It was made a priority. But it comes with a certain amount of guilt, for me anyway, that you constantly the one to stop the fun. And while hubby didn't really see it that way, as soon as we had an agreement in place, it made it a whole lot less stressful for me. And the same goes for accountability. If you're about to shirk your commitments in favor of doing something else, the agreement helps the whole family ensure that this isn't done consistently. Obviously, you need to have a bit of flexibility here, as you know, you won't be in all of these places all the time, but as a general rule, an accountability partner will help you stay on track. In reality, working from the road shouldn't actually be your main focus whilst traveling. While you may spend a lot of your time actually doing the work, it's important that you minimize the amount of time you actually spend worrying about it. That worry comes with not having enough time, not knowing where you'll be, or not having the right support system. And eventually, if you don't keep it in check, it's the worry that will lead to you thinking that working from the road is just too stressful, making you want to head back to your corporate comfort zone. Follow my 5-step action plan to adopting the right work from the road mindset, and you'll get into your big lap business groove quickly and easily. I hope you loved this video. If you did, give it a like and drop a comment below telling me when you're hoping to start your travels. And if you're already on the road, where are you? And if you're looking to build a business so you can head out on your big lap, head to the link in the description for your free pre-big lap business builder checklist. See you next time.